The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Youth Update for April 2018.
So we all know that having a disability comes with some unwanted attention. However, just about any of these situations can be handled using self-advocacy. You may have a vague understanding of what advocacy means. I know I did. But advocacy simply means standing up for something. In the case of self-advocacy, you would obviously be standing up for yourself. Sometimes it can be hard to find the courage to stand up for yourself, but the good news is the more you do it, the easier it gets. It may be a hard thing to get used to, but it is well worth it and very important. Let me give you an example. One time, I was at a restaurant with some friends, and a man came over and asked if he could pray for me. Well, rather than make an issue, I said, yeah, sure. The man begins to kneel down and stick his hand out. I realize he is about to pray over me, or lay hands, as they say. I quickly move back and say, sir, there is no need for this. I do not need you to pray for me, or definitely not pray over me. There is nothing wrong with me. I am a perfectly competent and relatively happy person. With this, I turned around and continued my dinner. I didn't realize it at the time, but this was a good example of self-advocating, when someone tries to do something that you feel uncomfortable with. Sadly, this was not the last time someone tried to pray over me. There are also those who will ask if you need help. You say no, or if you're in a good mood, you say no thank you, and they go on about their business. Then there are those people that really get under my skin. They say, do you need help? You say no, and they proceed to try to help you anyway. To this I simply say, affirm, sir or ma'am, I do not need your help. This is another simple but good example of self-advocacy. Self-advocacy can be tricky because you're balancing between being passive and aggressive. This will be classified as being assertive. Role-playing can be a great way to practice being assertive. You can find many examples to use on the internet. I'm sure someone will be willing to be your guinea pig. As awkward as this may seem, you can also practice this skill in the mirror. Yeah, I know, but I had to throw it out there anyway. There are assertiveness training classes and books, too. Anyway, try it out and see how it feels. It's a great way of handling unavoidable, unwanted attention. Disability rights is the who, what, when, where, and how of advocating for your rights. And brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led center for independent living. Please contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Emily Shaw.